Fred Film Radio, Locarno Film Festival, Switzerland.
Fred Film Radio from the 75th edition of Locarno Film Festival. Today I'm in company of Anna Eriksson, director of W, Out of Competition, here in Locarno. Hello, Anna.
Hello, nice to see you.
So, first of all, W, which can mean a lot of things. I thought about woman, word, war. What is for you W?
Well, in the beginning, it was the poem of T.S. Eliot, the Wasteland, which was my inspiration. He wrote it after the First World War, when the Europe was in, you know, in a devastating state. I love that poem. I love his poems, all of them. And so the W came from that, Wasteland, the first letter. But as you said, it has other words that fit, that are, you know, present in the film. So you guessed it right.
How long does it take to film this this movie?
It took 3 years, but my way of making films is a little bit different, I think, from the ordinary. We film quite a lot and for long periods of time. We started the filmings already 2 years ago, and we ended the filmings in last January. So we had a lot of material to, so I could work with that when I started editing. So it's been the whole of it. It's been a 3 year process.
When you started your process of writing, you already thought the film in that way, or it was a thing that arrived lately?
Well, I thought of it as it would have two, I hate the word story, but two stories, in a way that there is this institute with the nurses. But Madame Europe arrived a little bit later. I didn't think of writing her into the film, but then it became obvious quite quickly that I would love to have a female character representing the state of Europe. Because after the pandemic started, actually, we started filming immediately after the pandemic started, and you could feel very early on that something was, you know, that the world was going to change for good, in a way, and you had this sort of, I had it very, very early on that something wasn't quite right, something not good is happening. Yeah, and I don't only mean the pandemic, but a lot larger structure would be changed, and it that happened, and the last scene with the bombing, and they are standing in the corridor. We did it in January, and the war started in February. So it was odd to me. I was, you know, so, but that is the way our art is, that you have to be very sensitive to things, what is happening around you and in the world, and then be ready to get it into the work, you know. But of course, I have a very small crew. I have a very, you know, we are doing it with my husband, does the cinematography, and so we are able to change things if that is the thing we want to do.
It's a very hard vision of Europe, also very pessimistic, I'd say.
Yes, I understand your words completely. It is, but the pessimism comes perhaps from the fact that it seems like we are going a circle, round and round, and we are just doing the same mistakes in a little bit of a different form, but always the same, repeating those things that are bad for us and our souls and our lives. So you can't help the pessimistic feeling. But then again, I think there is always hope in truth, because whenever you represent truth or live in the truth, even if it's hard, I think that is the only hope we have as humans, you know.
I had a kind of feelings of pity for Europe too, because she was so fragile. And in a way, she knows what she has done.
Yes, That's nice of you to say so. That is a good thing for you to say so. I think so too. And in the last couple of years, I have felt a lot of sympathy for people in a really different sense than before. I'm not saying I'm not sympathetic, but now I think a lot more. Mm-hmm. I feel for humans in the world, and I think, you know, these kind of things that are happening, it's easy to not, you know, just don't feel anything, just be, you know, a little bit selfish. Maybe these things tend to make people just so afraid that they don't want to feel anything anymore. But it is exactly these times that you should not, you know, say no to those feelings, but say yes, and take them as they come. So then you can feel the sympathy for all people, I think.
In fact, in your film, there is always this sense of the feelings that try to come outside from the characters, including the nurses.
Yes, exactly. They are trying to push them inside, they keep them inside, but they cannot, because the ghost, the man who speaks of revolution and eternity, he breaks the spell. He breaks the spell and says these words that resonate in us always. It is a weird thing, but they do. They have an impact. But what impact they have, we don't really know. Because, like, if you say revolution, we need a revolution. What does it mean? I mean, in this world when the powers are so big and they are coming, you cannot say, I mean, it's revolution isn't anymore that you change the people in power. It is more like you revolt yourself. No, I want to live in the truth. It's all I can do as a small human being, you know. Yeah.
Talking about your characters, how was the process of casting? Because all these characters have these amazing faces, and you always go very close to them. And their faces are stunning.
No, I love those faces. I could watch them. And I love all of those people. You know, it's amazing to watch people through the camera, because you could do it for a really long periods of time, because you see something more than the faces in the long run. This amazing nurse, the dark-haired, really sensitive one, is a friend. She's from the same village I was born, and her mother is the old lady. It's her mother, and she was my first my first grade teacher, actually. So I know these people. All of these people involved are people I know. And it took some time to think who would be the ones who would be eager to come, and everybody wanted to come. They were, I love them too. Yes,
I'd like to talk with you about the places, because they means a lot in the film. Are there real places, or you create them?
They are real places. The where Madame Europe and the man machine live or stay. It is a very, very, very old warehouse we found in Finland. And we built this kind of the from these, you know, how could you say, parts, the dome system. We did that. And the other place, the institute, is, I don't know if you know the Finnish designer and architect Alvar Aalto. And Alvar Aalto's place. It is a sanitarium in Paimio in the western Finland. And then, there are places where Madame Europe climbs on the walls. It is a church. It is a church, a pyramid a church in Hyvinkää. Near Helsinki. So they are real places, all of them. Yes.
What are you going to do now? Because I knew that when you presented the M in Venice, you were already working on this film, maybe.
Yes.
So what now?
Yes, good question. Because I should always have a project sometimes when, if you don't have your sort of go down and you feel really low and you feel like, oh no, what am I going to do now? But I have some ideas, and perhaps We are going to Africa, to Tanzania. I'm interested in filming there, but we are going to only scout the places and see if it's possible. But I will talk about those things later. They are on really, really, you know, beginning idea stage. So
thank you very much, Anna Eriksson, director of W here out of competition in Locarno.
Thank you very much.
And I'm Federica Scarpa for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.